This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Jeff, can you turn your input volume up?
Up?
Twist. Yeah. I can't hear you.
How's that?
That's better.
I'm so jealous. If you can't hear Jeff, my God.
Yeah.
That's Daz.
Oh, that's really good.
Is that supposed to be a call and response? Or...
What would you call it? What would you what's the response? Because you said the whole thing.
I feel like...
You'd have to say, that's what? And we'd have to say, that's Daz.
That's good. That's what?
That's Daz.
That's good.
Or
that's
or
what?
Or you that's respond Daz. With a question.
That's good.
That's Daz. What's Daz?
Are we rolling or just the zoom?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
What?
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. Friday, February 25th, shortest month of the year. We're almost through it. Shout out to our lineup today, which is Johnny Villa, George Saba, Andrew Pyle, and Amir Blumenfeld. How's it hanging with everybody? Pyle, you're having technical issues. Johnny, you're at home. Johnny's laptop might die in the middle of this, and George is currently in an editing bay working on a television episode, so he cannot talk or hear us.
What do you mean he can't talk or hear us? So he's not on the show.
He can't be listening to things in the editing bay, and he can't be responding when he's next to his boss, right? So what's happening is that he can't hear us, and we are not going to hear him say anything.
So why did you add him last minute?
Because it's fun to have guests on a show.
You're making this harder for Grayson to edit in the end.
I'm not going to apologize for taking a big swing.
So he cannot hear us and he cannot say anything?
At no point during this record will George hear anything we're saying. But at the same time, he won't say anything.
So I might as well leave.
Major key alert. Swing for the fences, no matter the defenses. I've got three fucking white guys here telling me what to do, how to feel, what to eat, and when to be.
Three?
What's that? Andrew Pyle, how is that cock, man?
Yeah, you ask this every episode now. I just don't think
I What are you eating? You keep like quickly moving shit into your mouth with chopsticks. We can't see anything.
It's a paper. It looks like brownies. You're eating brownies with chopsticks is what it looks like from here.
You're so dexterous with the chopsticks. What is that, a hunk of steak?
It's just a piece of steak, a giant piece of steak with chopsticks. Why chopsticks?
Why on the show?
why so close to the mic?
Here's the plan for today.
Oh, God.
You guys want to hear it?
Can you finish eating and then say it?
Hang on. Just fucking bear with me. It's a wax episode.
So you didn't prepare anything is what you're trying to say.
Couldn't. I had an audition right before this during the time I was going to outline the episode. George says, LOL, what are you guys talking about?
What do you mean he says it? He didn't say anything.
In the chat.
You can't hear.
In the fucking chat.
How did the audition go?
It went really well. This might be bison meat now that I'm tasting it.
Who made that?
Peter Luger.
You went to steakhouse last
night. You went to Peter Luger
and got a doggy bag.
My like entertainment industry mentor took me there last night.
Sorry, start from the way, way, way top.
Yeah.
Why did anybody take you under their wing and give you a bison? Entertainment mentor?
His name's Ivan.
Don't act so flippant slash glib slash casual. What's that? Potatoes?
Frites?
Bingo.
So you went there with him.
Daniel?
So loud.
Yeah. Happy weekend. I don't know what else to say. I'm having a great time.
How was Peter Luger's? It's kind of a famous steakhouse.
Yeah, it's really fancy.
Is it good?
Famously bad.
Yeah, is it like overrated or is it like...
It was unbelievable.
Yeah?
I've never had steak.
In a good way or...
You've never had steak like that or you never had steak, period?
Second one. So it was good.
Did you like the...
What's that? Did I lick the plate? No, the plate is sizzling. Was that George?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So he interrupted the stream with a song. I'm starting to now think he might be in the studio with a famous artist.
No way.
Let's chat it.
Who did you say you had?
I doubt it.
Who did you say you ate with yesterday? Ivan, your entertainment mentor?
Yeah, he produced Entourage and Band of Brothers. I tried to get him on Deadeyes, but Mike Comite didn't respond to any of his emails. He's buddies with Tom Hanks. Not that it matters.
And what was the...
What was the mood slash conversation like? We talked about our families, because I know his kids. We talked about casting. We talked about my new pilot.
All right, I found him. How do you know this guy?
How old is he?
This is the fucking second degree here. All right, and I'm ready to turn it into the first, murder wise.
Up, go up, Asani.
Did he have the Peter Luger credit card? You know, it's like cash or the credit card is the only way you can pay for food at Peter Luger's.
All right. I don't know why.
But their own credit card.
I found out this is the worst.
See, this is the kind of shit you need to learn about New York. You need to have like cool little factoids about New York if you want to fit in as a New Yorker.
I have factoids about Luger's. Peter Luger's. I know Luger's. Okay. Luger's was sold in 1950.
You didn't know the most important.
1950 was sold for $35,000 because they were the only people who bidded. George is asking if he should leave, LOL, because he's not saying anything. He can't hear us.
Yeah, so he should probably leave.
Yeah.
Don't say LMAO.
Typing.
I said, stay, LMAO, I'm dead.
You could get a mic stand, and then you could use both hands to type.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, holding the mic directly on your nose and breathing into it.
Yeah, Johnny Carson said that Peter Luger's was the best meal he's ever had. So I'd caution all of you to proceed with reverence. Having leftovers from Peter's is better than having the finest dining elsewhere because it's Luger. Have you guys ever... This is going to be a very specific set of circumstances. Have you guys ever been to Luger's after you were at a Luger's?
I've never actually been to Luger's.
Then you're a loser.
Not really.
That's funny.
I've been to Luger's. I don't know what Luger's is.
Steak frites for lunch, basically, is what I was trying to say.
Did you reheat it? It looks still cold from the fridge or something.
I thought you had to freeze steaks. My teeth are cold.
And why are you using chopsticks?
Let's talk about you, right?
Okay.
Are you going to move anytime soon?
No.
You live in a piece of shit.
No, I don't.
Pyle, you ever been to his house?
Yeah, it's really nice. I've stayed.
No, that's
many
what I'm saying. It's really nice. I love it.
No, you didn't. You said it was a piece of shit and that I should move.
I mean, now that I've been to Luger's, I can't help but feel like everything's a piece of shit unless you're at Le Peter's.
So every Peter house has that's the not worst, a steakhouse.
Yeah, has the worst ambiance of any restaurant I've ever been in. It's like bright lights, waiters that are super rude to you. They only have two things on the menu. It's like a whole shtick.
There are three things on the menu. Steak for two, steak for three, steak for four.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's sort of like the Times Square of steakhouses, it seems. It's kind of like a tourist trap a little bit. And you you said you had the best meal of your life there last night with your entertainment mentor?
No, that was Johnny Carson who said that.
You said you loved it, didn't you?
I thought it was
great.
He
said he had steak for the first time ever. That's what he said.
Thick cut bacon, sizzling wedge.
Was Peter Luger the first choice?
I didn't choose it.
Oh, okay.
He said, do you want to get dinner? I said, yes.
Hmm. Well,
this guy's a real mover and shaker. He's got quite a list of accomplishments.
Nice.
I'm intrigued. I don't know how you know him.
Cleveland. Let's talk about something else.
Cleveland?
10 minutes of this one topic. I think we're done with it. We've exhausted it, and I'm exhausted of it.
You keep harping back to the steak, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring this episode.
No way. We're not in the middle of an ad break right now.
Well, if I'm going to edit it, I might as well just throw caution to the wind, right? You guys are saying, oh, just piece it together. You know how long it takes?
Probably not
this
that
week,
long,
apparently,
right?
Zero. You didn't plan anything.
All right.
A waxing episode.
Yeah.
That's a kind of fun way to say you did nothing.
Dance break. Fuck. That's not the song. That's not it either. What the fuck is happening? Nope. This sucks. This is not.
Sorry, I'm messaging George. This is probably way more fun. He's asking me what I should get him
too.
From Sweet Green, or what he should get from Sweet Green.
Yeah,
tell him steak frites.
Thing.
Steak frites? They don't sell that at Sweet Green. It's a salad place, man.
All right. Jesus.
Okay. You know, you're hosting this. You should probably at least have like one question that you can fall back on if shit gets sour like it is right now.
On minute 9 of 50. Yeah.
All right, what's a question I could ask? Do you guys like photos or paintings? If you had to pick one.
Did you guys all hang out yesterday? I know Marty's in New York. There's like a panel going on. Were you guys there to hang out? Did you guys go to the cheese place?
Yeah,
we went to the cheese place.
Yeah, we went to the cheese place. It was great. Have you been to Beecher's before?
Never.
It's just a lot of cheese. It's BYO cheese, which is really nice.
It's like cheesy Peter Luger's, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny fell down the stairs.
Really?
I did fall down the stairs. It was pretty embarrassing because it was the way I entered. Everyone else got there before me. And they saw me on the stairs, waved hello, and I immediately fell.
Did you like slide and sort of fall on your butt, or did you like?
Oh,
completely...
I'm here. Sorry, let's listen to Johnny.
He was helping out the conversation, helping move it. But to answer your question, Amir, it was a front-facing fall, so I didn't really have... Yeah.
Wow. Downstairs, front-facing.
Mm-hmm. And the stairs were metallic, too, so every... It was very loud as well. Not great.
This was at a cheese restaurant?
Yeah.
The whole place kind of stopped and stared for what felt like a stunned eternity.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. But at least Pyle wasn't there.
Speaking of getting stairs, I recently went out to like an orchestra concert. It was like a school or a university orchestra concert. And there were a lot of older people there, probably around their like 60s, 70s, 80s. And I walked in, sat down, took off my mask just to breathe a little bit and talk to my friend. And someone tapped me and they said, excuse me, sir, can you put on your mask? And it was one of the audience, one of the members of the audience. And I look behind me and everybody is staring at me. It was insane.
So they all had masks on but you?
They all had masks on. It was crazy.
So, did you put it on? What did you do?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely put it on, but I felt like the people behind me were like pod people, really, for believing in this shit.
Not really.
Yeah. He yelled, "Let's go, Brandon," and ran away.
Big time, you suck.
You suck big time.
Jeff, that's really not nice.
Yeah, like, I don't know why. We're starting to have fun. All of a sudden, you have to antagonize somebody.
Yeah.
Is that like your whole
what's
thing?
The vibe like at a cheese-only restaurant? Does it sort of reek of cheese down there, or do they sort of?
Yeah, it stinks.
Okay.
Let's find the sound. Find the sound, Eric.
Oh. Yeah. There we go. You're like, yeah, Marty Daisy chain sounds.
The single note of "Let's Get It Started."
Yeah,
it's amazing that's even recognizable.
Boom.
Marty said that that used to be his spot to take like first dates to.
A cheese restaurant.
The basement of a cheese store. Reeks of Havarti. Havarti Michael.
When he's feeling extra cheesy, that's his nickname. Oh, man. Havarti Michael. So you're down there. What are you guys getting? Like a fondue, a charcuterie? What's the cheese vibe?
We ended up doing the Monger's Five, I think.
What's that?
Johnny?
It's just a plate of five different cheeses that they pick out. Like, it's not really that crazy.
Right.
I don't know why Jeff threw it to me to explain it.
And they choose all the cheeses, or do they ask you what you like?
No, they choose
like
all
of
it.
A goat or a cow or, okay.
And I'm glad you asked, because you would have thought that we added some say. Instead, we're left with this fucking triple... Sorry.
You deserve that, man.
Your apartment is now hitting you.
Yeah.
You get how you're annoying so much that objects are starting to revolt. You're bleeding a little bit.
Not like my whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Because it was a ring light.
They fucking they seemingly gave us the dregs. We had this triple creme that was to die for, drizzled in honey. We had, what was it, a truffle gouda?
I guess, man. I just ate the cheeses.
Yeah.
Kind of haphazardly just putting them in my mouth.
There was a goat cheese. There was a wine and coffee rubbed strong cheese. And it just sort of felt like they didn't give a damn whether we had a good time or not. They really didn't bend to every will that we had, and I didn't appreciate it. I didn't have a great time.
Are you kidding me? Hmm? The waitress came up to us so many times asking how we were doing.
That's true.
They were pretty much bending to our every whim because it was on the company credit card, which was nice, but
that's true. I also sent a lot of things back after having eaten half of it.
Yeah, and they still like did it with a smile on their face.
I guess I missed some kind of etiquette class that everybody else took. Like, why is that? I'm just myself all the time, and then I see glances like this where everybody's staring me at the eyes, angry for some reason.
Sorry, just got a package. I was trying to figure out what it was.
Pyle, how's the kid?
Good, really good. Went to the doctor's appointments this week. He's in the 25th percentile in height and weight and the 65th percentile in head size.
Wow.
Whoa.
He's got the cranial capacity of a young Butch Cassidy, as they say. I mean, pretty into phrenology recently, and I really like the sound of that. Sort of learn a lot.
I'll send some skull photos. Or
yeah.
It's all about the shape, really, of the front and the back and how they interact with each other. I should note that I'm in the first percentile in head size, actually. I wear a size 4 hat. Yeah, smallest.
What else?
What's the last thing that he learned? Last big thing.
That The last big thing he learned. That's a good one.
Object permanence still, or?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's stringing sentences together. He's like walking around. He knows about, you know, his family. His family just came to visit, and like his grandparents and aunt and uncle, and he had a really good time and was like looking forward to it. Like we told him they were coming, and he was like talking about it for like days leading up to it. It's like pretty crazy. His like brain doesn't reset like a fish every night anymore. He's like
nice.
Fully involved all the time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think what the latest piece of information he has. He learns like so many words. I feel like every day he's got like five new words that he picks up.
Do you ever wonder like, whoa, how did he learn that word? I didn't teach it to him.
Well, yesterday we were playing like farm bingo. Like we have these boards with like farm animals on them and you can do like bingo with it. And he was like just playing bingo by himself, like picking up things and putting them on the map. And I'm like, how did you learn this? And he like couldn't explain it. So I don't actually know how he got that information. But he had somehow figured that someone had taught him that clearly. But
yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
He naturally figured it out.
Yeah, he's fun.
Does he know JavaScript?
Given any,
he knows.
What was that?
Sorry, you go.
Who?
Whoever talked over me.
I was just asking if he knew JavaScript, but
no. But I am working on that. I'm trying to figure out like how I can teach him engineering concepts. We have like an engineering, like a series of books about like physics for babies, and it's very
interesting.
There's like statistical analysis for babies. It's like one of the books, and it's about entropy. It doesn't matter. This is not that interesting.
Well, it's probably more interesting than the whole 10-minute spiel that we had about Peter Luger, which is a restaurant localized within New York City and is hard to afford, by the way, for most of the general public.
But I guess Ivan has that cash, that deep pocket, right?
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Let's start there and see where the podcast goes.
Okay.
Why are you annoyed that you had to come up with a single question for an hour-long conversation?
Conan O'Brien is my answer.
Nice. Why?
He's funny as shit. Tall, too.
There's lots of funny, tall people. Why Conan specifically? Gary Gulman is like 6'6". Hilarious stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
Quite
he's
taller
funny.
Than Conan.
He also lives in New York, so I could make that happen ASAP. Ferg. What about you, Johnny?
I don't know. Probably some musician. Maybe Frank Ocean. That'll be interesting. Get into the mind of Frank. I don't have any. I can't make this funny. This is like just a very general question.
Amir?
Choose an athlete. I'd like to sort of pick the brains of LeBron James.
LeBron brains.
LeBron brains. Yeah. It'd be cool to
Jeffrey sort of get to James.
Stop. Amir?
Yeah. Sort of get to the bottom of his spirits business. It seems like there's a lot of money to be had there in terms of pivoting. Because The Rock did the tequila thing, and then LeBron did it. Also tequila. I wonder if it's all just from the same place with a different label on it.
That is interesting, because Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad fame, they also have, a tequila as well. I think it's just tequila is like how you get it.
Super cheap.
And
I think it's all it's like the best marketing markup you can do is like to just get alcohol and then like put it in a nice bottle with a nice label.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey James. Fuck.
And you already have like, you know, between The Rock and LeBron, two of the biggest spokespeople in the world. So like, why would they get paid to hawk some other product? They might as well own the entire distribution. Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of liquor that you'd like? Let's say that you had your own liquor.
Pyle, yeah, I don't really like tequila. With? I wonder why they both chose that one. I wonder if that's specifically
Pyle,
cheaper.
Who would you want to have dinner with?
Ivan E. Schwartz. Known for Earth 2. And let's see what else.
And taking Jeffrey to Peter Luger, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and Peter Luger, having the account at Peter Luger, probably having the Peter Luger credit card is what I think he's best known for.
Nice.
Just kidding, he's super well known for other stuff.
What's the APY on a Peter Luger credit card?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's funny.
It is like, funny, yeah. Just a callback.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, things can just be funny. You don't have to say it.
Yeah. I guess I would say Steve Jobs. Mm. Even though I think that's kind of like...
Yeah, he's dead.
I don't know, basic or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has to be alive.
Yeah, he didn't do the dead or alive thing.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to start over.
Give me a fucking meal with Putin right now. I want to sit down and stare the man in the eye.
Put me so in a room with Putin.
He can He'll explain fold. To me.
I will set this straight.
I feel like I can convince him. Jeff
me,
is calling.
Putin at Luger's.
You think Putin is stressed out right now? Like, is he like nervous? Is he? You think he's sleeping well?
I wonder.
I don't know.
Because he's sort of a sociopath, so like he doesn't seem to mind the casualty that he's caused. But at the same time, it must weigh on him a little bit, you would think.
Yeah.
Name three things you have in common.
With what?
Well, these are the fucking questions from the New York Times 36 questions that lead to love thing. And it's supposed to be you and your partner, but it doesn't make any sense because it's just you guys individually. So what do you have in common?
Amongst all of us in the room?
That's maybe a little easier to understand, sure.
We all think Putin is a monster.
Yeah, let's get back on the Putin topic.
An absolute monster, a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
We all work at HeadGum, so that's two.
We have to endure this, and that's three. Okay.
When you, the energy no, you had, the energy Jeff had at the top with his fucking chopsticks, he was on top of the fucking world.
I think Jeff has said less this episode than any other episode.
Jordan looks despondent.
He's talked about maybe two things, and he said like maybe four sentences.
You know, this is a waxing up.
Take 4 minutes and tell your life story in as much detail as possible. Let's start with Andrew fucking Pyle.
Do we have to take a break, by the way? Don't we have ads?
Wait, what time is it?
It is 3:04.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we'll be right back. Fuck. Und? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law.
Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Via Buck. 4 minutes on the board. All right, Pyle, let's hear that fucking life story. Let's include real people's names.
Absolutely not. You don't have to
why?
Do that.
This is not. No, I don't want to tell Alex, but I'm not prepared to do that emotionally.
Yeah.
It's bad podcasting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No heads up. You're going to come in and tell your life story.
I think that's easy, but yeah.
Why don't you?
Yeah, because you haven't done
story.
Anything. You're nothing.
You want my life story?
No, I don't actually. No one does.
It goes from a fucking yo-yo competition to a dinner at Peter Luger's. That's it.
All right. How about this, fuckers? And now I'm angry. What do you value most in a friendship?
You're angry at that question?
I don't know what to do here. All right. I'm between a rock and a fucking hard place because you guys are spewing poison at me and George isn't even offering anything.
Your one bit for this episode was to add George, who's can't hear or say anything. Then you plan no bits beyond that. So there's no talking or anything like that.
All right.
And you get ups and look at your body language. It's so manic and nervous right now. You're rocking.
Yeah. Why do you think I'd added 5 people? More perspectives.
So, Amir, before you joined, Johnny signed on, and Jeff was, like, really excited that Johnny was here, and he was like, I'm really glad you're here. Like, you'll see why. And I assumed it was because he had some Johnny-specific bit planned, and now I realize it's because he had nothing planned, and he just needed more people to be able to carry the show for him.
Also, didn't Johnny say he might not be able to come? You were not.
Yeah, I wasn't free, and I shouldn't be here. Right
Johnny
now.
Moved heaven and earth to be here, and yes, this is what we have. Let's make the most out of it.
I have 6% left on my laptop.
You
so I'm
gotta
going to drop
be
out.
Fucking kidding me!
I'm definitely leaving.
This is it. This is the worst episode we've ever done. Right?
It feels that way. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I'm sorry.
You know, I'm
going to
show a nude photo. How about that? Everybody talks about my ass all the time, right? Here we go.
A nude photo.
No way.
Nude photo of my own ass.
Kind of don't want to look, but I feel like I have to look.
What am I looking
at
there?
It's me stretching.
That looked like a dog. Wait.
Yeah,
go back to that.
Pitbull at first.
God, you have such small cheeks. You somehow have a huge ass, but really, really small cheeks.
He pads his pants. He pads his butt cheeks.
You have wide hips and a really small hole in cheeks. I don't know what that was. It was one of those optical illusions where it's like a picture of what people with a stroke see.
Let's talk. I don't know. There's nothing new in my life. What about
who
super
took
fun
that
penis candy?
You just came from an audition. I mean, what was the role? What was
glad
what,
you
do
asked.
Some lines.
So it was actually do some lines. There was a lot of improv involved, and one of them was my name's Johnny Villa.
No way.
They didn't
Why
like that
they...
line, but I got 2 takes.
Okay, so what was the commercial for? Why would my name possibly be mentioned in a commercial?
Because Craig Robinson is also in it, and he loves your ass.
No way. He has no idea who I am.
The audition was good. It was virtual, and it was virtually useless.
How many auditions have you had? Well, yeah. What was the product and how many auditions have you had for a commercial?
For this one or for commercials in general?
Ever.
Ever, probably over 40.
Booked any of them?
Only because of Vinny Pione. So off an audition, no.
So 0 for 40 so far.
I almost was in an Enterprise commercial with Kristen Bell, and ask me why I lost out on it.
Why'd you lose out on it?
Because I shaved my mustache. I didn't know that mattered. Nobody fucking told me. I walk in for the final callback or for the read or something, and they were like, what happened to the mustache? And I was like, oh, I had to shave it for a different audition. And they said, oh, thanks for coming in.
They didn't even do the...
No!
They don't know you can, like, put on fake mustaches, that they have, like, makeup departments?
New York.
Fuck you!
That was the line!
He finally found it.
That was the line. Sorry, I got lost picturing myself living in Pyle's back house.
I invited you up here when you're upstate and you never even told me we were coming.
You have a kid. Yeah, what am I going to do with a kid?
The kid has daycare. Just come during. He goes to bed at like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
What is daycare like up there?
It's just a lady's house. So this woman watches like 3 other little kids his age. It's not
George is laughing.
It's
George is laughing. That's kind of fun to see.
He doesn't have to shut up.
All right. All right, so the daycare's at this lady's house. She
I snotted. Kids. I laughed so much that boogers came out of my nose. We can see that. If you can rewind it, you can see that happen.
Let's get that on the tape, yeah.
In real time, yeah.
Jeffrey, you don't have to be texting in the middle of your show. Sorry. Your show. Remember, your show.
It's hard. What's the greatest accomplishment of your guys' lives? Johnny?
Lasting this far on my laptop battery right now. It's on 2%. So very soon you're just going to see me and then I'm just not going to be there. It's going to be
insane. No charger to be found?
He's
no
ghost.
Charger to be found. I forgot the charger at the apartment. And it was Friday anyway, so I was like, I'll just get my work done early before the battery dies anyway.
He's ghost.
You said that already, and it wasn't funny the first time, so it's not going to be funny this time.
I know.
Let's see your ass again, man.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Yeah, that was funny.
It wasn't funny. It was kind of hot.
Not really.
Yeah.
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 It looked like
two chicken drumettes.
Mm-hmm.
What is zoom that?
Is that the same picture? It looks totally different.
I zoomed in. It's me stretching.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. What shape is that? Why? Nancy Gerrigan style.
Nancy Gerrigan.
You can just keep that in the YouTube feed because it's like totally indiscernible what is going on there.
Yeah, it's self censorship.
My greatest achievement is my turn on Lonely and Horny season 2.
Oh my God, that's pathetic.
It was so there. George said this thing is still happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to the new office and Wondery is right below us in the new office in Manhattan. And
Goop used to be in that office. So I was in Gwyneth Paltrow's office.
It's not Wondery.
It's Wonder.
Wonder Media Network. It's different than Wondery.
It's not even Wondery. How did they get the corner office? Ours is a piece of shit. Sorry. Explain to me how a baby has better style than my ass.
Whose child is that?
Who's?
Whatever.
Yeah, we lost Johnny.
Oh, we lost Johnny.
All right, now it's time to step up.
Whose child was that?
The founder of Canyon Coffee. Happy now?
And what was he stylish? Yeah.
He was in a green sweater with painter's pants and fucking Birkenstocks. I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Actually.
Sweet.
Nope. Stay on, because you said sweet like you're about to leave.
I wasn't about to leave, but you're incredibly insecure that you think that.
Amir, make three true we statements. For instance, we are in this feeling, or in this room, both feeling blank.
We are in this room feeling disappointed.
Joy. Oh. Joy.
We are.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
We are in this room wondering how you dropped
the ball. I did this so well this week.
No.
Because as we round third and head home, I'm starting to think that people are going to love this episode. And I'm getting confident. Last one.
We are ready for the weekend.
But we don't have to come too soon because of how much fun we're having right now during work. Andrew?
Yeah, we are wondering how much time is left.
How much time is left because we're worried that it's going to end too soon.
Uh-huh.
We can go for an hour.
Okay. I dare you to go for an hour.
Now I feel like we have to go for an hour.
Don't have to.
I better fucking book this commercial because I'm tired of feeling like I'm three steps behind everybody else. Right?
There's no way. There's no way you're going to.
With the Enterprise commercial, did you ever see it on TV? And was did the person have a mustache?
I saw it. The guy, I don't even think had a mustache. I think it was a woman.
A woman playing opposite
Kristen yeah. Bell. Mm-hmm.
Is it Kristen or Kirsten?
Kristen.
I think it's Kristen with a K, though.
Correct. She's one of the most famous people on the face of the earth, so it's not one of those things of like, oh, it's fine that I don't know this by heart.
Whatever. I watched all of The Good Place. I love her. She's great.
She's great.
I don't know her name super well.
I love her. I think she's great.
By the way, I just looked at his Kirsten, so Jeffrey, you were wrong.
We three in this room are feeling poison. It's like one of the main reasons people go into comedy is because they're actually not doing too well in their personal life, you know? And then it's like, you can work through those emotions with comedy, but this is like my main thing comedy-wise right now. And I try to be prepared every week. Obviously, I'll drop the ball sometimes. And you guys could have taken it in a different direction. You know, you could have brought something to the table. You could have been like, hey, it's all right, you know? All right, you didn't bring anything. But instead, it was a 45-minute lambast. It was a spit roast. It was a spam bake. Do you guys know clam bakes? So this is like masubi. You can't hear me?
No, I'm talking to George. I've tuned you out.
I think George is having trail mix. he's still muted. Can you hear us now? Got it. You can't. This might be the last episode of the show ever.
Yeah.
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 Plugs.
What are you guys talking about?
We were
We were talking about how this might be the last episode of the show ever.
You say that every time.
This one was bad.
It should end right there.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.